Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Cup of Nerd podcast. My name is Steven, and I am joined here with...
Lindsay.
Eddie.
Sigourney.
See, I gave you a chance to say
Thank
your name this
gosh,
time.
Thank gosh, somebody did.
All right. Today, we have lined up. We are going to be talking about Super Mario Odyssey.
I forgot what he says. I was going to try and be like the woohoo!
Woohoo! It's-a-me!
Super Mario. Mario.
And then we will also be giving everyone an update on what Sony talked about and showed and revealed at Paris Games Week this past Monday.
Probably a couple Mondays by now.
Well, as of when we're recording this.
Yeah.
So whatever day that was, October 30th?
Yes.
So...
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. We're bad at this time.
Timelines are terrible
Dates
for us.
And stuff.
Well, when someone travels for work all the time, we have to record multiple on the same day.
That's true. Wah, wah,
well, it's also easier to do it that way.
Yeah. It is. I mean, not that we don't love you guys, but I like to spend some weekends cleaning my house.
Yes, we do have other things in our
things
lives.
To do.
Yes.
So. It's not like we have other friends, so. Right. But the thing is that we spend time cleaning our house,
without
other people.
Unless you guys want to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/cupofnerd and
yes.
Donate some of your hard-earned money, and then we can do this more if we get enough money.
Please.
Money.
You can also follow us at Cup of Nerd on Facebook,
Everything.
Twitter, Twitch,
Instagram.
I think that's all we're on.
There's other things that might or might not
Patreon.
Exist.
Patreon. Hopefully.
Do you have MySpace? Is it still around?
We should totally do MySpace.
I don't know if you can anymore.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's like a band's thing, though, now. Like,
yeah,
just
pretty
all
much.
Bands. But we're gonna, we should totally.
If you're listening to this and are questioning yourself, what is a MySpace?
Can we still set up a music playlist?
We have to look at that.
Man, I'd spend hours searching my page, like finding the perfect layout
we,
and all the perfect
top
playlists.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many your top friends?
Right?
Your
you got
like terrible
out?
Glitter graphics like everyone used to use?
Yes.
That would take 9 years to load because it was
terrible because you had 56K dial-up still. Well, at least if my house you did.
I had 128, thank you.
But
yeah.
We lived out in the boonies.
Yeah.
We had crappy.
I had the shitty internet for a while.
Yeah.
Gosh, that was over 10 years ago, so I would have had
56K. Not that long, though.
Yeah.
Wow. We're getting old.
We are old.
But anyway, so back to our regular scheduled topic.
Speaking of throwbacks, let's talk about Mario.
It's a new throwback.
No, but there's a. You were saying that there's like part in there that you can play the first.
There are parts in there that are from like the old.
You got
old
all
school.
Excited when you could play flat screen Mario, side scrolling Mario,
yeah.
Whatever.
Flat screen Mario.
Flat screen Mario.
I love it. It's what almost are calling him now too. Look, it's flat screen Mario.
I went. Look, it's a me, a Paper Mario. And he's like, no, it's just regular Mario. And I was like, but
to be fair, Paper Mario is something completely different.
That is true. But, you know, it's funny, though, because there are kids out there who won't know that, you know, that's not really Paper Mario.
That's how
we used to have to play games.
Mario's played by everybody.
Side-scrolling.
Yeah.
Everybody will know Mario 3.
Yeah.
Flat-screen Mario.
Because of the Nintendo...
Super?
That thing they came out with.
The new mini console thing.
Yeah.
The NES and SNES Classic.
Classic. There we go. Yeah.
Which, I guess, sold... Over 2 million.
Not to be confused with SNES.
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 Where did you hear about all that?
You.
Okay.
SNES.
You complaining about it.
Yeah.
Because you were saying that...
English people that say SNES instead of SNES.
Snack.
And
snack. Did I tell you someone did that to me on the plane?
No, did they really?
Pissed me off. I was sleeping and some lady put her hand in front of my face and went, SNACK! And I was like, what the fuck? I'm trying
Whose
to sleep.
Whose joke is that?
I don't remember.
It's Greg. What's his name? The one who died.
What?
I'm sorry.
What?
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
This got really morbid.
The one who died. Well, that's a lot of comedians,
Geraldo?
So.
I think, but I can't remember.
Anyway, we'll have to find the clip play for you guys later.
I want
to
know what you search on your phone. Dead great comedian? They like, what are you searching?
Yeah, Greg Giraldo.
Yeah, I remember something.
God, I forgot about that thing.
Speaking of funny things that you Google, I told one of my pharmacists.
Just took a way.
Real quick. Yeah. Funny. I was like, the creepy boy from the kid from The Shining. One of our customers' kids looks just like the creepy boy from The Shining. And they came in over the weekend and I said, you need to look at you need to Google this. And I was like, Brittany, what's his name? Because she knows every character. And before she could say it, he Googled creepy boy from The Shire, kid from The Shining. And I was like, oh, well, I guess that worked.
I can't say anything. This afternoon, we were talking about Matt Damon from Thor. God. And there's a character in Breaking Bad who's not, I don't remember what his name is, but he looks like Matt Damon,
Todd.
But yet he sells meth. So we call him Meth Damon. And I was like, I said, what's Meth Damon been up to? And he literally searched Meth Damon because he can never remember his name, and that kid popped up.
That's hilarious.
Came up Jesse Plemons, best known for playing Todd in Breaking Bad.
That's great.
I'm like, I'm sorry. Because that's forever what you're going to be known as.
Yeah.
Well.
That's great.
But I mean, hey, if it gets you some fame,
I was
going
to say, when you're an actor and you look like another really famous actor, prepare to be typecast.
High casting TV show.
Anyway, pull us back on track to our actual topic.
Sorry.
My turn to be super
couple
ADD.
Fridays ago.
Yeah, Eddie, you have beat the story on
Yeah,
Super
I beat
Mario,
the story,
correct?
Yeah.
How many moons are you up to?
I can't remember. I know I have 32 left for the next trip on the Odyssey.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going with those 32 moons.
Okay, so
you've got
I think
over 300, don't
I think,
you?
I think 500 is where that is, so you're probably almost like...
That sounds about right. I think I'm about 470, something like that.
I've got like...
So I think I'm up to 439.
48.
Because I have a couple more worlds to just...
You know how many
explore.
I've got?
Not 480.
I know.
48. It's not good. He makes fun of me all the time.
Well, when I beat the game, it was at like 250 or so.
Oh, okay.
That's not bad.
I'm only like in the fourth chapter.
You know how many moons I have? Guess how many?
How many are Sailor?
None.
Sorry, Sailor.
Sailor Moon.
Because you're a loser and won't play.
I have, even if I wanted to, I haven't had a chance because you've been hogging the TV the whole time.
That's true. Like, it's hilarious. Like, him and I, we'll fight over in the morning who's going to take the Switch with him. Because he'll be like, all right, I'm taking the Switch this morning. Oh, really? I don't have anything planned for today.
And then I won't even get to use it at work.
Yeah, and he'll text me like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I should have just left this at home. I don't have time for it. And I'm like, I could have played today.
You do know you could play with me, right?
Yeah, we haven't tried that yet. Because
I've heard it's terrible.
Yeah,
it'd be hard. Because
second player just controls Cappy.
Yeah, one person's Cappy and one person's Mario.
Oh, and I would mess that up royally, I'm sure.
You were pretty good on Galaxy collecting the stars for me.
Yeah, because you just had to wave the controller around.
Well, that's all you got to do with Cappy.
Yeah.
Literally, like, if you got the Joy-Cons in your hands, you just got, like, whing! Like, fling your arm out.
Yeah, but then, like, you have to, like, actually make it onto the...
No. It's got a thing where if you swing it and keep it held, it'll go to the nearest target.
Okay, well, yeah, maybe we can
trust me, I figured all the cheats for that stuff because I am terrible. I'm, like, hit the button going, crap, I missed that. Crap, I missed that. And I'm standing right in front of it, too.
She started not playing.
I can't jump.
She started playing handheld, and I just looked over, and she's just shaking the system.
Well,
handheld mode
so.
And the motion controls are terrible.
But here's
not,
the thing, though,
because
it
all.
Says if you shake it up and down, like the controllers, he'll jump higher. So I'm like, mm-hmm. All right. So I'm literally going,
yeah.
Can we turn it on now?
I really wish that you could see Sigourney making these moves.
She
right
shook
now.
It so much that
we really
I,
need give us money
he's
so we can get
worried
a
about it. He's
camera
like,
for
why
this.
Why don't you just take it off
I was
the
like,
thing?
Put that in tabletop mode and just use the controllers.
Well, I was getting irritated because I was so close to this moon to get and I couldn't get to it. And I kept
she wasn't
bawling.
Close at all.
Shut up! I
was. She was in the part where the. You're the frog in like one of the ice levels.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And she was trying to get the one up in the little crevice.
Yeah, I know
area.
Exactly what you're talking
she,
about.
But she was trying to jump from the ground.
But
all
I
the way
could.
Up to
I
that.
Did it one time. It wasn't the ground. I was. I could get.
You
to
were
that
up higher.
Pot. I could, no. Just whatever. Anyway. So this
and
is,
this is
how
true
many
love,
moons
people.
Do you have?
This is true love.
Kiss my ass.
How many moons do I have? Moon expert. Moon beginner.
You're gonna go to the moon.
Straight to the moon.
Again, I say, this is true love, people.
5 years, guys. 5 years of blissful marriage over here.
We'll
it's
take
all
your,
gonna be ended because we'll of
take,
Mario.
That's probably why my Switch is bent. She's probably fucking.
Yeah. She's probably squeezing it so hard it's slowly bending.
No, I am actually terrified to squeeze because the one thing I don't like about the Switch is that when it is in handheld mode, it feels like the controller's just gonna poop, snap off.
It's because you're shaking it too much.
I don't have that problem.
I think I just get worried because I'm so worried. I'm just gonna like
you're used to
drop
the Vita.
Yeah, I think it's what
solid
it is.
Vita.
Yeah, yeah, I'm used to the
this
solid
is built pretty
that.
Well as far as the way
it
the
is.
Controller
I mean, I'm not
on.
Gonna break them off. I know that, but I just feel like I just kind of get worried every once in a while. Like, oh crap!
I'll have her do her jump
this.
Later, and I'll Instagram it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys
really
gotta make sure
camera.
You follow on Instagram so you can find us. Apparently.
Well, this will be way before they even get to.
So anyway, what do you guys think of the game? So far.
Well,
and how many hours have you put into it?
So this is one thing. So when we saw this, where did we see this? The PlayStation Experience? We saw the preview for this?
No.
It's a Nintendo game.
Oh, shit. Whoops. Sorry, guys.
That would be awesome if they would do that.
Preview of this game? Because I watched it. I was like, I want this game.
TV? Online?
No. It was a streaming. We were watching a streaming of something.
Kind
of
funny.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was that. I think we were watching that. Anyway. So, I mean, you guys know me. I don't play games very often unless they're racing games.
Or Harry Potter.
Yeah. But this is, like I said, I'm contemplating buying a Switch for myself next year because I want to play more.
She's contemplating buying me that Mario Switch and giving me the Mario Switch and she gets the other one.
Yeah. Well, the Mario Switch has those awesome red Joy-Cons, which I wish you could buy separately, but you can't.
But the one thing I like about this game is that, I was telling Lindsay, it has assist mode on it, which I know that, you know... To me, that's, like, wonderful, because I know it's built for, like, kids to play with.
A.K.A. in Borderlands Girlfriend,
right? I think that there's nothing wrong with that. All the Marios since, what, New Super Mario Bros. 2 or whatever?
So...
Have that mode where it'll...
Oh, does
complete
it?
Complete part
does
of the
it?
Level for you or something like that, or
well,
gives
I
you
remember
the P-Wing that
when
doesn't
we
go
had
away.
The Wii. Oh. When we had the original Wii and we had Mario for that...
New Super Mario Bros.
Oh, that was terrible. I hated playing that because it's so difficult for me to play.
Stuck in the bubble half time while I was going up the level.
So does she.
Yeah, and that's...
And he wouldn't let me out.
This one wouldn't either.
Because I would screw it up, and so he
that's exactly what he would tell me.
He wouldn't let
that's
me
the
out.
Worst part of that game, though, is because the multiplayer is all at the same time and chaotic. It's hard to stay in within the same confines of each other.
Yeah, it really is for everything. So it turned me off from playing anything like that. Well, this one, I'm like, well, I can jump around cities and get stuff. I can do this. And so the assist mode, I love. For everything, that's because it not only does it tell me where I need to go, so I don't get lost. Because watching him play, I'm going, "How do you know where to go?"
Just go. Just searching.
That's what he does. He's just like, "I just explore," and I'm like, "No, I gotta have some direction in this."
Well, and I think that is a good way too, especially to get, you know, like when you were little, the games weren't as hard as they are now.
Left
to
right, let's go.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
you couldn't even go back to the left. So.
Yeah. Just right. Just right or up. That's it. No, but I think that that's really great, too, for younger kids that, you know, it's good for that handheld or hand-eye coordination and everything to help that those refined motor skills and stuff, too.
Yes,
and if
is.
You can have...
My skills are improving.
but it also gets, like, people that don't normally play into...
And he was telling me, he's like, if you can play this, you can play other games. Because you got to move the camera around, too, to see stuff.
Yeah, and that's a big part of playing games these days.
A lot of games like that I hate playing because I get so flustered trying to figure out the buttons, move the camera at the same time. I'm freaking out going, I can't do this.
She tried to play, like, half the game, half the first level with just, like, however the camera put her.
how
she was going. She's like, I can't make this jump. I was like, swing the camera.
Yeah.
She swung it, and she was like... Jump!
Well, not only that, you could always just press the L or R button
R,
and
R1.
Put it right behind
you. Yeah, he told me that after a while. He's like, if you press R, it'll turn the camera right behind you again.
She was trying in the desert with the sunglasses stone guy.
Oh, yeah.
She was trying to go up the one thing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really hard to do without.
She wasn't moving the camera, and I was like, move the camera and go up. And she was walking, and she wasn't moving. I was like, just hit R, and it'll swing behind you. And she's like, oh, my God, this is so easy now.
Yeah, it's... I think that it's neat, and I do like I love Borderlands, and I don't play games that often, but
right.
I love that, and I will play that for hours. Like, he makes fun of me because I don't blink. Like, my eyes get so dry, and then they're, like, stuck open. It's like,
Yeah.
Like, I don't blink because I get so into it.
And one of the,
but it's easier like that. Yeah. And I would probably would like that. I just have not played.
I think you would in a sense for everything. And one thing that I enjoy about this as well for everything else is that with the Switch, you can have multiple profiles on it. And it brings the game. Like, you don't have to... Like, I can have my save and switch over. He can play right after I'm done. So I like the fact that he's not having to progress the same game that I'm already playing in. So it's, you know, which I know is common and... newer consoles and stuff like that, but to me, it's nice because I'm like, what did you do to my save?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, and like Steven, who saves 19 different loads because he goes back and does different things at different places.
I don't have to remember.
I'm like, where's mine? I don't remember. It's been weeks since I played. Where's my save?
Exactly.
I'd have to estimate I'm 24 to 32 hours.
That's about where I am too. I would say probably about 25-ish.
I killed the Switch five times.
It feels like a lot more.
Maybe 30, at most 30.
I know I killed my Switch 5 times, and then I took the charger into the bedroom, just plugged it in
every night.
Had it plugged in, and I just sat there and played.
Nice. Have you played mostly handheld or on the TV?
I'd say it's
you've done handheld.
It's been about 90% handheld.
See, I play a lot more on the TV.
Same. I've played probably about 75-25. TV to handheld. Yeah, ratio.
That's probably
about my average.
Most of my Switch is 90%.
Yeah.
Handheld mode.
I'm probably about 50-50 overall on the Switch, but as far as Mario, because I actually did use the separate Joy-Cons so that I could do the motion controls.
I did that a little bit for everything, and the first time I was playing it, I played with the handheld con for everything else. But I found out that he's like, why don't you detach it and use separately? And I was like,
it's easier to do that way.
It is, yeah, and I found myself liking it more that way.
So how did you feel about the motion controls overall?
I hate motion controls so much.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even play Super Mario Galaxy 2 because I hated the motion controls in 1 so much. Like, no, I'm not going through this again. Sorry. But these ones are fantastic.
Yeah. They're really
simple.
Not that bad.
They're simple.
And actually, I found at least what are the motion control moves that supposedly you could only.
Homing target with the hat.
That one is strictly motion.
And then the circle.
Circle you actually can do without the motion control.
Can you?
If you spin the left joystick around a few times, Mario starts spinning.
Oh.
Then you press the button to throw Cappy, and he'll...
That'd been helpful.
And then also, there's the one other one where he like just kind of like rolls the hat. Like
I didn't even know you rolled the hat.
Yeah, if you take the motion controls and throw it like... swing it downwards, it'll just kind of throw it towards the ground.
Yeah,
well, that's
but you
cool.
could actually do that also if you jump in the air and then press the ZL or ZR where he stomps.
Yeah,
then immediately throw Cappy and he'll roll it that way too.
Okay.
Damn.
The one I haven't been able to figure out any other thing for is when you throw it upwards, but I've not really had to use that at all anyway.
So. I haven't gone through the actions guide too much. I can't do I look online, I see people doing a wall jump hat throw.
Oh, so there's some crazy things I've seen online. I have no idea how people were doing it.
I watched some dude do it's a minimum like 2 minute foot race, I think. He did it in 15, 16 seconds.
Holy crap.
Because he did a backwards jump up over the level. He just kept going and going and he was right there.
Yeah, there's some people that, however they're timing things, they're able to just continually.
I
don't know what they're doing.
That's crazy.
I'm watching it and I'm like, what? So.
I can't do some of them timed things too, like the foot races. I'm stuck on a couple.
I've only done maybe 2 of them and couldn't quite figure out how to.
And then, sorry.
What are you guys doing?
I hit the timer and it went to this weird weird screen.
I have a timer on here.
Okay,
I got it.
But I went to New Donk City.
I'm telling you, you just love saying that.
It is. It's so fun.
It is fun.
Say it.
I told him, I was like, you're like a 10-year-old.
Say it.
New Donk City.
Isn't that fun?
But you know what I think of? So I know you really haven't watched it. Have you ever watched 16 Candles?
No, ma'am.
No? All right. You won't get it then. Reminds me of
the Asian guy?
Yeah. I can't think of his name, though.
Long Duck Dong? Long
Duck Dong. Whatever, Eddie.
Is that his name?
Yeah. That's
yes. Say yes.
He's like, no more Yankee, no more Wanky. The Donger.
Wow.
He calls him the Donger.
I've never heard this before.
What?
This is great for the Mario podcast.
But every time we see New Donk City, it's all I think about.
It's fun to say, New Donk City. But there's a scarecrow and you throw Cappy on them.
Yeah.
And you have to quickly, it takes like 15 seconds,
you got it for 20.
Run to the end of the level, basically, and go across the steel beam, go across two more things,
gosh.
And there's a moon in the middle of one, but it's up two jumps.
Yeah.
So I should have looked up a video because someone did it probably on that live stream I watched was kind of funny, but they just rolled and they got there faster.
Oh, yeah. If you roll, you do move faster.
I've been doing the hold the ZL and B jump or whatever.
Yeah, I do that a lot too.
Trying to get there like eight times in a row last night. I would get to the moon.
And it would disappear?
And it would disappear. Like, I'd be jumping through the air. I'd be like, I'm going to get it. Gone.
There's one like that in the desert that I cannot figure out how it's even possible. I get the music note to start to get all the I guess it does it
is it from like the edge of the level all the way to the thing?
Yeah.
You have to get the lion guy.
What?
The Jaxi taxi?
I didn't even know you could do that.
Oh, yeah, he's at the beginning.
There's
of the
a
level.
Jaxi taxi right at the beginning. You hop on him and he helps you run around.
Like, how am I supposed to go fast enough? I don't even get halfway through it.
Whenever we're safe and I'll show you. Really
okay,
quick.
Yeah. Because
there's a couple moons. I keep saying stars in my head sometimes.
Yeah, well, the one level it is stars.
Stars.
Yeah. Stars.
No, overall, Mario, fantastic.
Yeah. You like the bosses and everything? You think they're designed really well?
Yeah. There was only one that I didn't like, and that was only just because I got frustrated. I think it was the green hat guy. No. Yeah, the green hat guy, like the second one.
Yeah.
Whenever he like falls and he starts to spin.
Yeah.
It's like, I hate you.
Because he gets a lot of hats on.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah. It's like, I hate you.
It does get really difficult.
But I love the Bowser fight. I love the end of the game.
Yes.
That whole game.
Yeah.
The scratches every
the
itch.
The 8-bit sections are really creative in the way they morph it and use it to help you travel throughout the levels and everything.
I was telling her, like, because she's like, where are you finding all these moons at? And I'm like, everything is put in that game for a reason.
Absolutely. There's not one bit of wasted space.
That's what he was telling me. He's like, if you see like an open hole, like in the old school Mario level type things when you have to go through sometimes, he's like, if you see a hole, go over there.
More than likely it's going to disappear.
He said, there's not a reason why it's just there. He said, if not, they would have built it off.
And the sand level when you're going up to the top of the round tower.
Yep.
And there's that one section just drops down.
Yep.
I was like, there's no reason this should be here. So I'm going to drop down and go that way.
Even with all that there, I'm still missing half the stars in most levels. Yeah.
So you did it. Moons.
dang it.
See? I think it's because of Galaxy or something, because that was stars in that
one.
Mario
64 was stars.
Old Mario was stars.
Which is why.
What was it in Galaxy?
It might have been stars. I don't remember now.
I think it was stars.
Suns.
No, Suns was Sunshine, I think.
Because I remember there's a reason why it's moons in this one, because they've done the other ones in other games.
Yeah.
Oh,
either
is that
way.
Why?
What did you think of the Sunshine? I imagine it's based off of Sunshine, the water level. We have to squirt everything.
It wasn't bad. I enjoyed it. It is kind of sunshine-ish in certain parts. But, again, I've not put a whole lot of time into Sunshine to say how
much
it is
or
like it. Yeah. I maybe put 2 hours into that game. Because I didn't own a GameCube.
Oh, okay.
So I've never actually officially owned the game. But
Mario. I'm sure we'll talk about Mario soon.
Yes, more definitely.
Oh yeah,
but no, fantastic game. So glad they released it.
Switch, it is a must buy.
Absolutely.
Switch seller.
They're just making game of the year conversation so much more difficult.
Yeah.
More so for you because you played Zelda
and Nier and a whole bunch of other games.
Well, just were you listening last night or this morning? Joey Noel was talking about that. They in the chat. Well, I'm talking about. Okay, so when
November
we watch
November 4th, 5th,
yeah,
whatever.
Sorry,
day.
Well, I forgot when we record versus when we post. but somebody had asked her, you know, what is your game of the year talking about? And she's like, you know, I've played Zelda, I haven't beat it, and I haven't beat Mario either. She goes, but Mario is, you know, like you said, scratching all the itches. She said, this is like a fantastic game. It's got everything I want in it. She said, I really think this might be my game of the year type thing. So, I mean, Mario's really got a lot.
There's going to be a lot of Nintendo Game of the Year awards this year.
Yeah. With the Switch, I think Nintendo did a fantastic job with the Switch. I mean, the Wii was fun when it first came out, but I think Switch has got really a hold of power to it.
Well, but it also gets a lot of people play handhelds. I mean, that, see how much NESs have sold.
And I love the fact that it can go from
Pokemon, it can go from
console to the, it can go from TV, handheld, tabletop. So like, we can go to a friend's house with it, take our extra controllers in the pack, and be like, hey, you guys want to play some Mario Kart?
And the fact that you don't have to worry about saving your game to turn it off, you can just turn it right back on and it's there.
Yeah, I love that. It just,
you don't have to worry about the power going out because it has a battery built in.
Yes.
How difficult is it for you guys to get TV mode on for yours?
Yes.
Going from here.
Really?
Our TV does not like the Switch at all. We hit power and it doesn't register.
But
the
then again,
HDMI.
Our TV doesn't recognize, unless it's connecting to the television, it won't pop up that the HDMI is even hooked in.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
So I have to like stand there power it like four or five different times.
Power? Is it time?
Hopefully God hit the television at the same time.
I can turn that on without turning my TV on. My TV will turn on.
Really?
Right to the right
channel. It might be just our HDMI port where
and vice versa. If I turn my TV off while that's on, it'll turn it off on.
Sounds like that's our next TV purchase is an Insignia.
Yeah, that was a $450 TV at Best Buy. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's not bad, though.
I mean, it's not like the best TV on the market, but it's fine.
Seems better than ours. We got to stand there and fight with the Switch. do we still want to hit PlayStation?
Maybe just go through it really quickly.
Yeah. There's only three things I really want to talk about anyway.
That's fine. I'll just go through the games list real quick, and if there's anything you want to talk about. All right, Paris Games Week. First thing that they showed off, which was a complete surprise to me, and I'm quite happy about. Hold on, my phone just screwed up.
Sucker punch.
I'm talking about the pre-show.
I don't even remember. There's so many.
The first thing they showed was
Guacamelee 2,
which I am so excited about. I love that game. That was one of the best Metroidvania games that have been released in decades.
PlayStation spent all my money that weekend, by the way, for next year, just so you know. You'll find out on this list
here. They also have, I saw that they're going to have four-player co-op. That you can play in that game.
I guess just different guacamoles with different colors.
Exactly. And just a hilarious game. Wonderfully designed. I'm just a big fan of Drinkbox games, period.
So, Severed, so good.
Yeah, I never beat Severed, but I played a good hour or two of it, and I really enjoyed it. I need to get back to it.
You only got like 4 hours left.
Yeah, it's not a long game, but I love that art style.
You just gotta find time to...
And as you may or may not know, Metroidvanias are some of my favorite types of games anyway, so...
Surprisingly, like, never really played a lot of old Metroid ones, but, like, Severed, Drinkbox.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's very obvious in, like, the Metroid tribute, like, how they have the statues that hold the power-ups. That's exactly how Metroid is. Yeah. Obviously, it's not the same kind of thing.
Okay. But. Yeah, Guacamelee. That was, whenever that came out, I think I bought that right away, because I was so interested in it. Mainly because... The wrestling side of me was like, let's see what this
is. Yeah, exactly. I love how they have all the wrestling moves for all the powers and everything.
But yeah, super into that. Hopefully, I want to see a price point.
Yeah, and they said it's going to be released soonish. So
I'd say
it could be weeks, a couple months. I don't know. They didn't really say, but it'll be soon. Okay, the next thing that they showed off, which I thought looked pretty interesting, was called Hong Kong Massacre, which was like
the top-down
Hotline Miami slash Max Payne thing.
Yeah,
looked really cool.
I thought it was Max Payne all the way. I sent a tweet from the account, and I was like, Max Payne? Because I went into slowdown mode, and I was like, this is going to be Max Payne.
Cool. That's a really good graphics for something that's just top-down like that. You don't see a whole lot of games.
So that's two games I'm buying.
Yeah. The next one was called The Gardens Between, which was like a side-scrolling adventure puzzle game.
We'll get that for free on PS Plus.
Yeah, probably. But I really like the art style and the fact
everything looked good.
Control the flow of time, kind of like Braid, which I
love.
It looks really cool. Next one was Roco 2 Remastered. I'm not particularly excited about that because I never played the original.
Craig was so pissed off.
I bet because he's
he wanted Patapon.
Then they announced Sims 4 for PS4, and it's supposed to be the complete PC game
with
no changes.
With future expansions,
too. Well, yeah, but all the free updates that they've put into the PC version and all future free updates are also going to be in the PS4. So it sounds like it's going to be the same exact game, which is not typical of the console versions of The Sims. So I might actually get that because I do enjoy The Sims games. Next on the list, Tennis World Tour.
Wait, what about Sims?
Jesus
Christ.
You
missed it.
I'll have to listen to the podcast then.
Sorry.
That was like a 4-minute segment on The Sims.
All of The Sims, I was like, excuse me, what?
Worrying about DMV registration at Sheets.
It's important things.
So, Tennis World Tour. Looks
fine. They made tennis look fucking cool.
I mean, I probably won't get it because I'm not too into tennis games. But
it looked cool.
The next one was Megalith on VR. They announced it as a hero shooter, but I couldn't tell what it even
Whenever
was.
Whenever the VR thing came, I kind of tuned out.
Then there was Bout of Blood VR, which was like, I don't even remember what it was.
That's that tabletop tank thing, I think.
No, I think it dealt with boats and stuff.
I don't know.
I don't remember now. Ultra Wings VR, which was like a VR open world arcade flight sim thing.
Bound for Blood is that sky one.
Yeah, on the boat.
Yeah,
the
sky going from something. Yeah, okay.
It looked kind
of
cool.
I was thinking of the other probably one coming up next.
Then Sprint Vector, which was like a rollerblading racing game, which looked fun.
I feel like I'd throw up everywhere.
Oh, yeah, because it was VR as well. A bunch of these are VR. Then they showed more of Moss.
It's like first-person Sonic. With paint colors and stuff.
And it looked crazy.
Moss is...
That's the one with the
I don't
mouse.
See how that's VR. I'd love to play that just normal because it looks like I could play it normal.
Well,
with
they
the
said
D-pad.
You basically move the mouse with the analog sticks, but then there are like puzzle aspects where you actually have to use the motion controls from the controller to pull it out like yourself. So you're kind of like a almost like a godlike being around that's able to manipulate the scenery or something like that. I don't know exactly how it works, but it looks really fun.
Super cute and super fun.
Then they showed more of the Star Child VR game, but they didn't really show any gameplay, so I have no idea what it's like. No. They showed more of the Resident Evil 7 DLC, which...
Not a Hero.
A Hero. Basically looks more...
I'm into that.
It looks more Resident Evil 5-ish, but in first person. Yeah. Like
Except
action.
Minus the muscles.
Yes. Well, you can't see anyway, so... they showed this game called Dead Hungry for VR, which was like this weird zombie feeding them food game. It looked stupid, but
I might have had to do some work at that
point. Yeah, it looked really dumb.
I went to work like an hour early so I could sit there and watch all of this.
There's a game called Stifled for VR, which was a horror game, but I couldn't tell what it was. League of War for VR, which
that's the tabletop one.
Yeah,
I'm thinking
that's the
of.
Tabletop one you're thinking of. I'm not into the types of games at
no
all.
No idea why it's VR.
No, it doesn't look like it needs to be VR at all. Monster of the Deep, Final Fantasy 15 VR fishing game.
Not the Final Fantasy anybody wanted.
No. they showed the Final Fantasy 15 episode Ignis DLC, which looked really good. But what really excited me is that some of the music is composed by Yasunori Matsuda, which...
Bless you.
But he did some of... the music for some of my favorite games on like the SNES and PS1.
Chrono Trigger,
Chrono Cross, Shadow Hearts, and Xenogears particularly. And those are all in like my top 20 of all time. I'm really excited about that.
100% guess on Chrono Trigger.
You did a good job.
I was like, well, there's only one other game that I could think of.
That you got it perfect.
Is it the one that they played at the end of Video Games Live in Wheeling? That Chrono?
Yeah.
That was good.
He's really good.
He's
so good with his compositions.
That was excellent. And if any of you guys get to go to Video Games Live, totally go to Video Games Live.
Can I tell you something? Awesome. The only reason I know what Chrono Trigger sort of is because they look like Dragon Ball Z characters.
Yeah, the same guy does the design.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, what's this? Oh, wait.
I forget his name now.
Akira Toriyama.
Yep, him. Yeah.
So good.
The next one was a game called Invector, which was this weird, like, music rhythm arcade flight game. Looked kind of like a mix of Thumper and Amplitude.
That was a lot of things all in one.
Yeah.
Music, what?
That's the best way I can explain it, because I don't know how else to say it.
How do you put all of those things into one game?
I'll show you later.
VR.
Okay, with VR stuff now, like, I never used to
I don't think
real...
this one was a VR game, though.
Maybe
it was. I didn't put that in the notes though. So
all of these VR things, I think I would probably puke everywhere. But that one that you said about Sonic, I would definitely. I never used to be like motion sicky like that, and now that I'm pregnant with those, even with the strobe lights, like last night, and when they had those lights at Evanescence, it was like, ooh, I gotta look away.
All right, the next one was a game called Ure, which they actually released that day. It's like an artsy...
Is that the dragon game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Journey and Abzu-esque, like exploring on a dragon. It looked cool. I like that kind of art style and that kind of relaxing, artsy kind of game every so often. Yeah. So
I'll wait again,
Those
though.
Are usually the ones that he PS plays Plus. While the other games are loading.
Yeah, like the other day I just played through What Remains of Edith Finch.
I really hope Call of Duty
is loading.
It was really weird.
It was really
weird,
but it was interesting.
Then the last one on the pre-show was Spelunky 2, which a lot of people were really excited about.
Never played.
I played 20 minutes of the first one, didn't care for it. So
I enjoyed Kind of Funny's commentary for it.
What did they
like,
say?
Whenever he was like, oh, look, it's old Mr. Spelunky. And then Greg is like, he's going to be dead in the next picture. And then he just disappears off of the thing.
All right, and then they kicked off the main show with Ghost of Tsushima, which is an open-world action samurai game by Sucker Punch, which we have been waiting for an announcement for years now. They didn't show any gameplay, but I know it's going to be great. What they did show looked awesome. I'm really excited about it.
The bio said something about a ninja stealth action game.
Yeah, I watched the short interview thing they did afterwards with the team, and it's supposed to be like an open world game. So
I can see that game coming out really soon too, because Shuhei kept saying
they've been working on it for years now.
I've played their game; it's freaking amazing. And I'm like, can we see it yet? And now we get to see it, and I'm really like, that's day one.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I want to go to.
I've loved every game of theirs that I've ever played, dating back to Sly Cooper. So.
I want to go to Feudal Japan and murder some people.
Yeah. Sounds like my kind of game. All right. The next one they showed was a game called Concrete Genie, which looked interesting. Drawing like things on like graffiti on the wall,
infamous,
and it would come to life.
Infamous Second Son, but
yeah, I don't know how it's going to work exactly, but I mean the graphics looked really really cool.
Yeah, I don't see
anything, but I don't know how.
Yeah, I get like how. Is it how the game will progress if you're just drawing on the walls?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but we'll see. The next one they showed was a game called Erica, which was a PlayLink FMV game, basically just an interactive movie. It's kind of like how Hidden Agenda is, where players make choices with their friends.
I kind of remember that one, but I kind of don't.
It's all like live action, pre-filmed things, not like CG.
Well, what do you remember? Was it like a thriller?
Yeah. Looked like potentially. They didn't show a whole lot, so you don't really know.
I think I remember being in, like, I was ready, like, I want that.
But I think games like that are just
cool. I'm excited to play Hidden Agenda later.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a good chance to get a bunch of people together that maybe don't even play games.
Yeah.
Sit in a room and
make choices
and watch a movie, kind of. But I think that's cool. The next one was a game called Blood and Truth, which looked like action VR. It was an action VR game. It looked really cool. Just pretty intense as far as like.
I think this is when I had to tune back out. I don't remember seeing those ones.
Yeah, but I mean, just it looked like a action game in VR.
Throw up city then.
Probably.
Sorry, VR.
Then they showed some Far Cry 5 multiplayer stuff. Blech. Nothing special. Then they showed Destiny 2's Curse of Osiris expansion.
Blech.
Yeah. Monster Hunter World looked really cool.
With Aloy.
And they showed Aloy as a playable character for the PS4 version, could be really...
I bought an Aloy Funko.
Did you?
Weeks
I
ago.
Didn't even have Aloy Funko, which makes sense. They have everything. They showed the Call of Duty World War II DLC, which I don't know why they had to show that at the event.
Especially when it came... Hello.
Hi, Kyrie.
Hi, puppy.
Get him.
Shut up. The next game they showed was a game called Onrush, which was looked like a fast-paced arcade racer that looked kind of like MotorStorm-ish. It had like those kind of vehicles, but it also had bikes and looked like four-wheelers and things like that. It's something that Sigourney might actually like.
She's not paying attention.
She's not paying attention. But I'll show her later.
What?
Let's go back to
arcade
Twitter.
Racing game.
At least you're on Twitter.
I was going to say, you should be proud of me. I'm on Twitter.
Then they showed some Star Wars Battlefront 2, which...
Are you getting that?
Not right away, probably. I'd like to play it, but I just don't have time to even play what I already have, so we'll see. So they showed more of Spider-Man. Yeah. Not a lot of gameplay-wise, but...
But shocker.
Yeah, and they showed more with... Looks like Miles Morales is going to have a huge piece in the game.
I bet you play as both.
Yeah, there was one part where it looked like you might even play as Mary Jane.
That's, I was going to say, they've confirmed there's playable sections as regular Peter and Mary Jane.
Really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to this game.
Yeah, I hope it comes out in 2018.
Me too.
And not, 'cause
they've not had any dates whatsoever tied to it yet, have they?
They didn't have barely any dates in this thing.
No.
PSX better be full of dates.
I guarantee it will be. Then they showed the controversial trailer for Detroit, which looked so good.
Like, I can see how people were...
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a difficult
to watch, but it makes me want to play it more because I want to make those choices. And
yeah, but I mean, y'all, they've shown a lot of that game so far. I mean, clearly that's not what the whole game's going to be like. No. So,
yeah, we can talk about that if you want, but we can just keep going.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go into that.
I can do a whole podcast on that rabbit hole. I'm sure it's going to come up again in like 3 seconds anyway.
Yeah, pretty close. a few more in between. Then they showed more God of War.
Oh,
which looks so good. I've not ever bought a God of War on release day. This might change it.
I was going to say, until now.
I didn't know one existed until college.
I did, but I had like just the demo of it. I don't know where I got it.
Friend let me borrow it. I played it for like an hour, and I took it back to him. Like, I don't need your copy. I'm going to go buy my own copy. But I bought 2, 3 Ascension. I've all of them.
I've played all of them probably about a year after they came out.
I think I even bought PSP ones day one, pretty close.
Yeah. And they were pretty good games, too.
Yeah. But, yeah, so much money down the drain.
Exactly.
Well, not down the drain.
My biggest problem isn't so much money, but it's going to be time.
Yeah, for forward, yeah,
especially
yeah.
The time most of these games are coming out.
Yeah. So, spring. You wah, son of a bitch.
Well, while you're up in the middle of the night with me and stuff, you'll be able to...
While you're up sitting on the couch with the baby, Steve's going to be ripping some god's head off.
I have a feeling I'm going to be playing a lot of stuff on Switch, realistically,
yeah,
because of how convenient it'll be to
do things.
Rock a baby to sleep.
We're starting to run a little long, so I'm going to go through these real quick. We only have three left.
I'll say there's no quick on the third one.
No. We have Horizon Frozen Wilds DLC that they showed more of.
And probably that looks buying that.
So fantastic. I've already pre-ordered it, so I'll have it on Tuesday.
Swinney doesn't know it yet. A couple Tuesdays ago.
Yeah, well, a couple
out
Tuesdays
now.
Ago.
Out now.
Out now, as you're listening to this.
But not for $14.99.
No.
$20.
But it is right now.
Yes.
Well,
was
now, as we're recording this.
Damn you, time space.
Then they showed some footage of the Shadow of the Colossus remake, which, if you've played the original, this looks so much better than the original.
It already looks fantastic. Good.
And supposedly they also have a revamped control scheme, so it should be a lot better to play.
I tried to play Ico.
Ico, yeah.
And I couldn't. Because controls.
It's the same thing for pretty much all that team's games, but this is being done by Bluepoint, who has done like the remaster of Metal Gear Solid games and a whole bunch of things like that. So they have a lot of experience.
I thought you were going to say they did The Last Guardian. I was like, so we're not getting this game until 2030.
The Last Guardian was the original team, which I can't remember. Team Japan or something like that.
I don't remember.
He won't have to worry about a baby. Then it'll be a grown adult playing.
But no, it looks fantastic. I've played the game, and I love the original. So whether I play this one, you know, when it comes out or not, probably not, but I will at some point.
Yeah.
It's really great.
And then the main event.
And then the very last thing that they showed was the trailer for The Last of Us Part 2. Well, not a trailer, but a section
teaser of the game.
Yeah, of The Last of Us Part 2.
So when this thing started, and I was watching the Kinda Funny stream, I was like, this sounds familiar. These graphics look amazing.
Ooh, so good.
This is going to be a new thing for The Last of Us. And then Greg's like, oh, something for Days Gone. I was like, yeah, Days Gone is coming.
Yeah, Days Gone would make sense.
And I was like, they're not going to show Last of Us before Days Gone because no one will remember about Days Gone. And then it just kept going and going and then got super brutal. And I was like, these facial textures are really good and
That's not Sony Ben. That is Naughty Dog.
I was like, this rain looks amazing. This is Naughty Dog. Holy crap, I've been watching a Naughty Dog trailer this whole time. Yes!
But it was really brutal.
Clipper wings.
Yeah, what really brutal. Where they smashed that girl's arms with a hammer.
So...
I think I walked in at the very end of
it. You did walk in at the very end of it.
The very end of it. And yeah, it was brutal, but... It was.
I mean, it sets the tone for what the game's going to be.
We're going to talk about it for 2 minutes.
Okay.
About.
Go for it.
Hang on, I'm waiting for the next. So, like, I don't like. This game can't be happy. Like, you can't. You need to promote this game still coming. Keep it in people's minds because this is your. This is your PlayStation 4. Like, this is the reason why you have this console. All these other games are nice. Spider-Man's nice. Everything. Last of Us is what helped push the PS3.
Absolutely.
Over that last edge.
Well, and the PS3 Last of Us trailer, the original teaser,
was also brutal.
Was also extremely brutal with, you know, Joel smashing heads in with bricks. Like,
but no one was upset about that because that's the good guy protecting from the evil people.
Yeah.
People were upset about this one because the woman goes up to another woman who has already been hung by two men, and she goes to, like, possibly cut her baby out of her belly if you read into the
subtext of it.
And then the two men hold the woman down and they hammer her arm. So they're like, why are they beating up these women? Why do they have to show all this graphic violence on this kind of a stage? But the women get their revenge within 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And come strong. Like,
yeah, I don't get the whole...
If it would have been men on men, it would have been, why are there no women in this game? Like, there's a whole separate side to this argument that they're trying to create that either way they wouldn't be happy about.
I think it's either you're really upset just because it's violent, period, or you're completely okay with that. I don't understand the...
Yeah. Like, this is for stockholders, the show, so that's... You can be upset it's on this kind of stage, but this is what the stockholders want to see, that it's still coming, so that they buy stock and help further your company's money.
There's a whole nother can of worms that we can open if it comes, like, if you're bringing up the men on men and stuff. Yeah. There's so much now, and I think it might have been a Colin's Last Stand or something that we listened to, where it was like, he talked about like how it might have been kind of funny too. I don't know. There were a lot of them. We've listened to so many things, but they were talking about how, like, different games had to have, like, different genders and different ethnicities and different this and different that. And it's like, that's not always how the story goes.
Horizon.
Like,
it was Colin and it was about Horizon.
Yeah. Like, that's
that was
not
one of his
how...
last PS I Love Yous, I think he was on.
Yeah, and it was one of those things. It's like, right. I mean, if
diversity
you're set...
for diversity's sake is not a reason to have...
No, and, well, and if there is all of this gender equality, whatever, like that's what you're asking for, you're going to get women-on-women violence. You're going
to
get...
They need to go through problems to become the strong female.
Yeah. And it's a brutal world that they're living in.
So
there's going to be terrible things that happen,
regardless.
Well,
like, I'm sorry, but if women beating each other up is going to be your, like...
Yeah, and it was a woman doing it to other women.
It's a thing about zombies. Yeah. Like, there are
worse
clickers
things on
eating
Walking
your faces
Dead every week.
Heck yeah, you do. Heck yeah, you do.
But I mean, like, there's literally, like, you're bashing in clickers trying to eat your faces off. I don't think it's going to be.
It's
men beating up women on that game is not
going to
be your biggest.
It was a legitimately difficult trailer to watch. Just
because
it was brutal.
It was brutal. But.
But
it's one thing.
It's
if,
supposed to be.
It's one thing if you're talking about Game of Thrones, and they throw in Sansa getting raped like six times through the show. Like, all right, enough's enough. You don't need to keep doing this.
Yeah, we understand. She's in a bad place right now.
But this world and this trailer that made the game like, oh man, this is pretty dire. Still, nothing's gotten better at all. Or it's the beginning, if you want to go back to that part.
Yeah, it's hard to tell because it was all new characters, so I don't know how that is going to fit.
I'm saying
story.
Beginning. There's a reason.
Like a
I'm saying
pre, like
before.
Yeah, I think it's a pre, like a flashback.
That's her mom.
Because they didn't even announce what that character's name was.
Nope.
And they said what all the other
ones
were.
They blacked her out, too.
And that's but the voice is also done by Laura Bailey, who's a huge voice actress, too. So it should be.
I think where the context of where they're at in that trailer, like the scenery, you don't really get to see any rundown buildings. You don't get to see any overgrown things. You just see forest and a car on fire.
It looks like it might have been shortly after everything happened rather than where we're at in the main story.
Yeah, probably like a couple months.
It's hard to tell for sure.
I don't remember clickers really running that fast.
No,
either.
Clickers definitely didn't run that fast, I don't think.
No. Runners ran that fast.
Yeah.
But or stalkers.
I don't remember all their names. It's terrible for me.
There's so many.
But either way, the game looks like it's going to be fantastic.
I'm buying that negative day one.
As soon as it's available to pre-order, click.
Oh, yeah. Collector's edition times four.
So anyway, that was the Paris Games Week.
So basically, Sigourney all of our money has been spent.
Before Nintendo.
Before Nintendo.
To be fair, The Last of Us is probably not coming out for 2019. Two years, I'd say, at the earliest.
2019 summer, that's
well,
my...
Just we might as well just say goodbye to our husbands and plan some girls trips because
yeah,
sounds
fair,
like
right?
It sounds
it's
like they're going
probably
to be
probably going to be like crazy long. It's going to be 15 hours, I'd say, maybe 20.
I'm just saying, with all of the games we're talking about, 50. We might as well just kiss you goodbye.
Right?
Now.
50 after you play it two or three times. But
shame.
Yeah, there's a lot you can digest from Paris Games Week, Detroit, and Last of Us. But you're looking too much into things.
Wait till the game comes out and then judge it.
Yeah.
After you play it.
I'm trying to remember.
Minds open, people. It's
I don't remember that much.
Suspended reality.
I need to watch the Heavy Rain trailers and see what they had for that.
Yeah, I can't remember
that
either.
Because he wrote...
Yeah, that's David Cage of Quantity.
And he did Beyond.
Yeah, he did that and Beyond Two Souls. And actually, Detroit is actually based on a test demo that they did prior to... Beyond.
Hey.
It was the Kara demo. And
I mean, she went through a bunch of shit in that game.
Yeah.
A bunch.
So, oh, yeah.
I don't remember any. No one probably played.
Probably not. I mean, it was a decent game. Not the greatest, but it was decent.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too.
So,
I think that's it, unless anyone else has something else to...
Let's watch Sigourney shake the shit out of Mario.
Yes. All right, so...
Follow us on
Twitter,
social
Facebook,
medias,
Instagram.
Like, share, tell your friends.
Yeah, please
Twitch.
Like and share. That's more important.
At Cup of Nerd.
Subscribe on the podcast service you're listening to this on.
Have we ever checked
numbers?
Podcast Addict again?
Podcast Addict, I have not.
I
we can do that
it,
right
yeah.
now.
But we'll do that afterwards.
And
if you guys are having problems, please let us know so that we can correct them.
Well,
yes.
One problem will be coming soon is that you are subscribed. You're probably going to get notified there's 25 new episodes to download. And there's not. There's some things shifting so we can host all of our own things, have our own analytics, and not rely on other services just because... easier that way, I think, in the long run.
But yeah,
last migration promise for now.
For now,
till next week.
For
now,
near future.
Yeah.
But yeah, let us know your thoughts. Tell us what games you're excited for, and
better be The Last of Us.
Yes.
And give us your feelings on if you guys watched any of this stuff live or what you like.
We'll debate you if you want to talk about Detroit and The Last of Us. As long as you're respectful, we don't really...
Yeah.
Don't be throwing...
Don't be jerks.
Yeah. We'll talk civilly.
Well, thanks for listening, and as always,
stay nerdy.
Try and cut this off. We're in the middle of doing this.